offensive reporters since you guys grilled him, I mean, hard. I think you guys, either you're offensive reporters or you just like offense better than you do defense. Not quite sure. I'll listen next week and see. But looking forward to a good week of practice. It is a tough challenge that we have going out on the West Coast to play Seattle. They are a outstanding football team and an outstanding offense. Present a lot of tough challenges with the running back. The guys explained it. I don't know if he's a horse or a bull, but somewhere in the mix, he's a outstanding football player. And the quarterback, he's a magician. He's smart. He runs the football well. He passes well. He's not one-dimensional whatsoever. So he presents a challenge, and the receivers, they make plays. So it's going to be a handful for us this week, but I think our guys are up to the challenge.
So how do you prepare for Harvin, just the fact that he hasn't played for them yet?
We know what he is, and we know who he is, and the guy, we just have to imagine or come up with places or things that they would do with him. We know the coordinator, he's been here, and we know the type of plays that he likes to use Percy in. So we just practice those and try to put ourselves in the offensive coordinator's position and see what we think he would do with them.
So do you end up spending more time with the tape with Percy, with Darryl, than you would even last year, first half of last year?
No, not at all. What we don't want to do is hunt up too many ghosts and spend our time on what could have been instead of what actually is. We want to make sure we take care of the plays and the things that they put on tape, and then take a little bit of time, though, and see if we can forecast what may happen if Percy and when he's playing.
How much does the long break help Cook and Sanford looks like with their full protection?
They felt good. They practiced yesterday. They said they felt good. They moved around, did not take all of the reps, but they took the lion's share of them. And so we fully expect them to be okay unless there's some type of setback.
Okay, is it suspected to play?
I do, yes.
So you got a little fired up at halftime Thursday?
much to do about nothing, really. And I told the guys, if it takes me or the coach to fire guys up to play, we're in trouble. Much to do about nothing. I think the guys were fired up on their own in terms of how we played. They, like I said before, our guys have pride. They're professionals. And it's a lot less of me, a lot more of them, why we came out and played well the second half.
What did you try to get across to them, though?
Just that's not what we want to put on tape. That's not who we are. That's not what we work towards. OTAs, camp, all the hard work that guys put in, it's not showing out on the football field. Real simple message that's not who we were, and we need to really put on tape at home, in our own place, who we were. And that's what the guys did.
No trash cans on fire, no broken chalkboards, nothing like that.
I'm not sure if I can pick up trash cans or if those words are allowed to come out of my mouth. So, no.
But it seemed like, generally, though, a lot of the defenders were upset with their own ability to tackle in the first half, mm-hmm, of that game. What can you do during the regular season to work on that and shore that up?
Well, I think the one thing is that the guys need to attack the proper hip. We don't want them to overrun the football. We want them to bend their knees, get in a striking position, and they can simulate that in practice just by going off and tagging. And what we do, we tag two hands below the waist. That makes sure that guys bend their knees when they get to the ball carrier on the proper hip, so that they're not overrunning the ball carrier. And that's some of what we saw. When you're playing against a good back like we are this week, you want to make sure that you're wrapping up, that you're striking, you're bending your knees and you're wrapping up. And that was not what we were doing. We were reaching, we were lunging, we weren't closing the distance. So we're going to have another huge test in terms of that this week.
You put more emphasis on that in the last couple of weeks?
Nope, I'm not sure if it's more emphasis, just continuing to emphasize it.
Not easy to simulate what Russell Wilson brings. Which is the hardest challenge facing a quarterback like him?
I don't want to be not answer your question, but it's all tough. If you try to do one thing, if you try to stay back and say, hey, we're going to stay at the line of scrimmage and we're not going to rush him, he has a ton of time. If you get up the field and you create gaps, he'll find the gap and he'll get out. We have to be smart rushers and making sure that we don't get too high. Make sure that you have extra effort when you, if that's such a thing as extra effort, when you're getting to the quarterback. And like I've always said, it's rushing coverage. You can't let the receivers get open and let him get the ball out of his hands quick. You have to, or we have to, make sure that he does not have an open window right now. And so to make him run around, and then when you have a chance, you got to get him on the ground, which is not an easy task. So he presents a lot of problems. And then it's in the run game, he's not always given the ball. They have a little bit of zone read in there, and he does a good job of running. And not the thing is, he doesn't allow you to get a big shot on him. So he slides after he picks up his yards. So it's smart. So he stays healthy.
It seemed like the pass rush was kind of the key to slowing RG3 down on Thursday. Is it the same kind of deal with Russell Wilson this week?
If the pass rush is hot like that, I can call anything. So, you know, and it was hot. The guys did a great job. You know, the other day or last week, I said our guys want to rush four, and we rushed four, and it got home. And when it gets home, we'll call more of it. And they were hot. And so when it is hot like that, and we certainly expect it to be, it's a good thing.
Difficult will be to keep it that hot. The Seahawks are expecting a couple more guys.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. We expect it too. They are very good up front, and we're good also. So it's going to be a test of wills. It'll be a test to a four-quarter fight, and it'll be to see who can impose their will on their opponent. So we'll see how hot it stays.
How do you approach this week with Kevin maybe getting some snaps in those?
Yeah, it all depends on LaTroy and how he feels and what he does. I'm expecting Kevin to get more reps at the reps at the nose spot. I don't think LaTroy can go out there and play 60 or 70 snaps. So we'll get Kevin reps there. How many? I'm not quite sure right now. Again, it depends on how many LaTroy can handle.
So is that simply just a matter of LaTroy's health then? Healthy, then Kevin sticks at the three.
I don't think even if he is healthy or how healthy he is, we'll see. We still expect Kevin to be inside some.
With Cook and Sanford, I assume if they are back, they're both back in starting roles. Is that
the
correct assumption?
Yes, it is.
What about Aaron? Is he back today practicing after sick yesterday?
He is.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh.